Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show on a beautiful no school Monday morning. It's President's Day. I hope everybody is having a wonderful, wonderful morning. And you know what? Since I have, let's see, a guest here, let me see what I can do for you. Hello, this is Sue of 100 People You Should Know. Who do I have on today?
Sue, this is Elise from Petaluma People Service.
Oh, hi, Elise.
How are you?
Hi, Elise. How are you doing?
Very good.
I wanted you to, let's see, folks, Elise has been on my show before, and she is with the Petaluma People Services, and she has a really incredible event coming up that I wanted people to know about and a new service. Can you tell us a little bit about that new service that we talked about earlier, Elise?
I will, certainly. Our program that we've just started, which is not a new program to other parts of the United States, but it's new in the North Bay, is called Share Sonoma County. And the whole premise is that we have so many people, seniors, 65 and older, who are what we term house rich, so they're living, let's say, in a family homestead or a house they've owned forever, but they're struggling to make ends meet with the utility costs and the cost of living in the North Bay. And so what Share Sonoma does is take seniors who are already on the wait list for low-income senior housing, but that wait list for many of the housing facilities in Sonoma County is over 5 years if they're on a HUD wait list. And we actually put them together with somebody who has a home, and they can share the home. So there's three different ways they can do it. They can do it just by paying rent and having a room and a bathroom. They can do it by providing some care for a senior that they're moving in. Let's say it's an active senior who's moving in with much more frail seniors. They can provide some care and get basically a discounted room rate, or the other way around, coming out of a care facility and the home person who owns the home is still considered an active senior and can take care of the other seniors. So we've had matches three different kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm. Super. That sounds really, really great for our seniors. And also for this sounds like it would be applicable also, if I understand it correctly, to people who just in need of some affordable housing. They're a little younger maybe, but still, you know, having trouble getting a job just because of today's economy.
Exactly. There only needs to be one person who's a senior in the mix, if you will. So it could be the other way around, too. For example, somebody my age, 55, an empty nester, and think, gosh, I would love to be able to have people in my home, and I could open it up to seniors who could come and live in my home also. The beauty of this program is that seniors don't lose their place on the wait list for low-income housing. So if they ever wanted to live independently, they don't lose their place on the list. And other programs that have provided kind of alternative, they lose their place on the list. So if that housing doesn't work out for some reason, then they have to start back all over on the wait list. And that's been a deterrent for many seniors. So, like I said, it's not a new program. We're modeling it after the state of Vermont has been doing this for a long time, and San Mateo County has done that. And I think what we see is in places where the cost of housing has just gotten so prohibitive for people to live, I think we're going to see more and more shared homes as a way to provide housing. You know, I participate in a lot of different programs in Sonoma County. Obviously, we have a housing shortage. We just don't have enough housing. And now what people are willing to pay for rent has really made for middle-class people living in the North Bay almost prohibitive. So this is a way to kind of to bend the rules, to blur the edges so that people can continue to live in our lovely area. I mean, it's everybody who lives in the North Bay would agree we probably are living in the best part of the country, but to find ways to make it affordable for everybody is something we do at Petaluma People Services Center, and that's what we're doing with Share Sonoma County.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I stumbled across Share Sonoma County online. What else are you all doing to promote this concept?
Well, I will tell you, word of mouth has really spread, especially among people who are seniors who might be looking for a way to be able to remain in their home. And so seniors have been sharing the information with other seniors. We do a lot of outreach, and we are working with all of the providers in Sonoma County who have daily contact with people 65 and older or 60 and older in Petaluma's case. So we've done a lot of that kind of networking. And the thing we really need now to make the program work more is more volunteers. So if somebody's listening to the program and has some time that they could help us, we really need volunteers, because one of the things we do have to do is to do some screening and some interviewing and some house visits and those types of things. And somebody just coordinating the incoming calls of people who have houses available so that they can get the applications off to them, we could use a volunteer. And it's a volunteer that we would love to have come into our office, but it's also kind of a volunteer position where you could actually do it from your home, too, because we could arm you with everything you would need in order to help with the screening process.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
lack of people who are looking for seniors and a lack of seniors, that's not our problem. The problem is getting everybody through the screening process. So, again, we're looking for volunteers. Right now we have a little bit of money to get this program started, and we're hoping that as the program starts to get outcomes that are trackable, we'll be able to qualify for some grants from people who are working in the homeless world and those types of things. But we really, it's one of those grassroots types programs right now where we're really just relying on volunteers to get it started so that we can get the outcomes tracked.
Nice. And so let's see, volunteers would be doing what kinds of things?
They would help answer the phone calls. We get a lot of calls and a lot of emails, people inquiring. So they would follow up with the people who are inquiring with kind of the preliminary questions that we have for the homeowner or for the person who would be sharing the home. And then getting the applications out to the seniors. Technology is a great thing, but there still are a few seniors in our community who are not necessarily using email as a way to answer questionnaires and those kinds of things. And so sometimes it's a matter of getting the application out in the mail or actually meeting with a senior and helping them complete the application, which lots of times we find is necessary. Now, case managers for Petaluma People Services Center who go out and work with seniors can fill out the application, but if we had more people who could help us get the application filled out, and then it boils down to finding the right match for the people. And so if you're somebody who thinks that you're a good read of people and could be a matchmaker, that would probably be a really good skill for a volunteer, because lots of times you are taking two people that may have some common interests in putting them together. And so having that gut instinct about putting friends together or people together that might like each other would be a very valuable trait for a volunteer, just so that we can take it to that next step. all of the volunteers and the people that participate in the SHARE program do get background checked and those types of things, so that we're ensuring that everybody is safe in their homes too. So, you know, there is a protective process that is in place to make sure it happens right.
Well, that'll put a lot of people's minds at ease that
their parents are safe
in their homes with these other people who would otherwise be strangers to them.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's funny you asked about how people find us now. Another way that people find us is Petaluma People Services Center operates Fair Housing for Sonoma County. And so we get a lot of calls from people who are being evicted from their home because their home is going to be remodeled and the price is going up and those types of things. That's been another source of where we have been able to find matches for this program is through our Fair Housing program.
And so people call you and just tell you, I'm being kicked out of my home because the owner wants to sell it now, and I've been renting it, and now I don't know where to go, and I can't really afford to move. Is that what happens?
Yeah, we get a lot of calls like through our Fair Housing. They want to make sure that they're not being discriminated against, because that's our goal with Fair Housing, to make sure everybody is can rent or has access to housing in our community. And through our Fair Housing, we've been able to make some referrals into SHARE Sonoma County so that these people are able to move from their existing home into another rental type agreement, which just in a home. We started this program in August and really started
August,
making
August
of
of
2014.
This year, or?
Yeah, August of 2014 is when we started it, so last
okay.
August. And it really kind of went into full, you know, we started kind of doing the marketing in September, and we are up to about 27 matches now throughout the entire county. So, you know, if you're somebody who works in the social services like I do, and understand that that the further upstream you can get to a person, the better for them. For example, if we weren't able to make this match, they may end up in the shelter system. If they end up in the shelter system, it's a huge cost to society to get them back into housing. So we're hoping that we're getting as far upstream as we possibly can when it comes
right.
to housing people. Again, we're confident with this program, and we've seen these programs work, that we'll be able to find sustainable funding for it also.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you mentioned Fair Housing, and that kind of made me curious. Can you give us an idea of how much discrimination there actually was before you began the Fair Housing project and an idea of what that number is like now in comparison?
Well, you know, the Federal Fair Housing Act is been in place for quite some time now. What we see in Sonoma County is not necessarily blatant discrimination. What we have seen since we've taken over the program is that there's two schools of thought in how you can do fair housing, and we believe that if you go out and provide and perform education that works with the landlords and the tenants, so everybody knows what they're walking in with, you're really doing a great service for everybody. Another school of thought in fair housing is let's wait for people to make a mistake and then catch them. And in my mind, that's just not a good way to even go about anything. Why not teach people how to do it right at the front and teach them how to be better as landlords so that you don't have to go out and catch them? And so what we have seen is a decrease in the number of calls that we've gotten for fair housing. We are seeing an increase for in a number of calls from people who have Section 8 vouchers in Sonoma County and cannot find a place to rent. Section 8 vouchers used to be able to give people a sense of security because the landlords knew that they were going to get their rental payment because of the voucher and the subsidy. However, so much of the rents have gone up in Sonoma County that people cannot find a place to use their vouchers. And so as an advocate for those individuals through our Fair Housing Program, we spend a lot of time working with potential landlords to let them know that this is a great way to give back to your community by providing housing with, using a Section 8 voucher. But we also spend a lot of time working with the legislators to let them know, especially in Sonoma County, that the voucher value has to be raised. It cannot be based on what kind of rent they're paying in other parts of the country. It just doesn't work. Because the average is so much higher here in the North Bay. So we do a lot of that kind of advocating. But our Fair Housing, at Sonoma County Fair Housing, our main goal is to really go out and educate people so that they know what to do right before they get in trouble. So we do see some discrimination. We see some discrimination that is focused on elder discrimination. So people are thinking they don't want to rent to somebody who's older. And we work really, really hard to make sure that people understand that that is a violation of people's rights. We do see some disability discrimination, but I will tell you that in Sonoma County, we have some really strong developers who develop specifically for the disabled population, and so we're not seeing blatant discrimination when it comes to that.
Oh, that's good. That's good, and that's really great that you go the extra mile and you take the issue to our legislatures when we need when we need the value of the vouchers to be raised like that. And do you get a pretty good response from our legislature on that?
I mean, I think what we have to be able to do is arm our elected officials with all the information they can so that when they go out and fight the fight, they have all of the information in their hands. And our elected officials that represent us on a federal, state, and even our local level are so engaged in how to make sure that our county is open to all. And I find that we have refreshing views when it comes to our elected officials on how to solve the problem. Speaking of elected officials and solving the problem, it's a little off topic, but this Thursday, Sonoma County is hosting the Hunger Index, which is a conversation with elected officials at a local level, so city council and the county, on how we can address our growing hunger issues in Sonoma County also. And you can visit Sonoma County's website, or you can even visit Petaluma People Services Center's website to find out more about the Hunger Index Forum, which is going to be held on Thursday afternoon at Redwood Food Bank to discuss how we can all work together to deal with food distribution and underlying hunger issues that many of our residents are facing.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you mentioned that, because hunger is really an equal opportunity scourge. It strikes everybody across the board, no matter what color, race, religion, ethnicity, or age or sex they are, or anything. It strikes anybody and everybody, and
yes,
it even strikes the elderly that you're trying to home in these new housing opportunities. And if you can put them in the most beautiful home ever, but if they're going home to a place with no food in the cabinets or in the refrigerator, then what good is it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, when you think about how we at Sonoma County are focused on being the healthiest community by 2020, you can do a lot by just looking around and thinking, how can I affect my neighbor? Because there's usually, if you live in a neighborhood in Sonoma County, you don't have to look far, maybe three houses down, before you stumble upon somebody who probably is hunger insecure or food insecure or really worried about the next month of housing. So those are two topics that always are bubbling to the forefront in my mind when I'm going out and doing daily work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And and how can we, if we have a neighbor, how can we help if we have a neighbor that fits that bill?
Well, you know, most of our hunger initiatives are place-based, so they have a regional feel. So, example, if you're living in Southern Sonoma County, you can go to Petaluma People's Services Center. If you are living outside of Sonoma County and you're listening to this, I encourage you to look at the county level first, whatever county you're living in, and then start to kind of move down the I hate to use the word food chain, but move down the food chain, if you will, to find that place-based facility or organization that's doing the same type of work that we're doing at Petaluma People's Services Center. And you look around, and we have the Bounty Farm where we actually have the production farm where we're growing the fresh fruits and vegetables, but we couldn't get it distributed if it wasn't for our local churches. And so when I say go down the food chain, it really can be go down to even human interaction classes at the high schools are doing and helping a lot with food distribution now. So it start at the county level, and then just ask the question, where do I go for help? Where do I go for help? Again, you know, at Petaluma People's Services Center, we pride ourselves on the fact that we are focused on providing services in Southern Sonoma County, but we don't just stop at Southern Sonoma County. So if you really can't find a solution at PPSC, our front desk is geared up to try to give you a phone number or a connection to wherever else you can get the solution for the social services that you might need, whether it be hunger or housing or mental health or employment or any of those other things that go into living a healthy life in your community.
And am I confused about this, or did you have an event coming up in which you're going to have some sort of auction or something to help fund the SHARE project?
We have our big event, which is March 27th, and that's called the Rock'em Bowl. And that helps to fund all of our programs that we offer. Petaluma People Services Center has 53 programs that we offer to our community, from, like I said, from housing to homelessness prevention to employment to hunger to food distribution. We cover the gamut. We're a true social services agency. And so our Rock'em Bowl is an event where you form a team and you can either cover the cost yourself, but we encourage people to go out and get sponsorship for their team, whether it be, for example, we have great teams from the Bank of Marin, and if you go into a Bank of Marin branch, you probably will be able to participate in their bake sale. They have these ongoing bake sales, and they raise their money for their teams that way, or there are young people who have teams that actually do things in the community, like yard work and those types of things, and contribute to their teams. So people raise money all different ways for their teams. It's a $625 team registration, but when you boil that down into five members on a team, it doesn't it's not that much that you have to raise if that's an issue for yourself, or you can just write your own check. We encourage everybody to participate. And then attached to that, Sue, we have auction items that we auction off to raise money the day of the event. And I know that you've always donated generously to our events. with your other business. And so, you know, it's those kinds of community awareness and just thinking, what can I offer? Maybe I can't bowl, but maybe I could offer something that they could give auction off in their silent auction is another way to participate in our programs and help support us.
What if you're like me and you're terrible at bowling, but you love trying it anyway? You love playing anyway.
It's all about fun, okay? So we turn off the lights and we turn on the music. And last year we had permission to stop bowling, and everybody went out onto the bowling lanes in their bowling shoes and did the dance to Pharrell's Happy Dance. And it was great fun. So it's kooky bowling. There are some teams that are pretty serious about winning, but what they win is usually a hand-painted bowling ball that has to do with our theme. And this year's theme is you don't have to be a rock star, superhero, or movie star in order to be a hero in your community. So I'm guessing, I haven't started working on them, but I'm guessing that the bowling pins will be Marilyn Monroe, Batman, and Batman, and maybe a little Elvis with them. So
that sounds like really so much fun. I really want to be there. That sounds like a blast. Now, in this last 3 minutes, can you quickly give us your contact information and how we find out more about this SHARE project?
So the best way to check out all of our services and everything we offer, including SHARE, is our website, which is www.petalumapeople.org. You can also visit our Facebook pages. We have Fair Housing of Sonoma County, Petaluma People Services Center, Petaluma Bounty, and Petaluma Bounty Penny Harvest. All four Facebook pages are available. You can contact us and ask any questions, except today because we're off, 707-765-8488, or you can email us at admin, at PetalumaPeople.org, and someone will get right back to you with a connection to the answer to your question. And let me tell you, we get all kinds of questions, and we do our best to get you connected with somebody who can give you the answer.
Super. Elise, thanks so much for being on the air with us. I'm going to let you go
now. Thank you.
Wonderful. Folks, thanks so much for listening. This has been 100 People You Should Know Radio Show. My name's Sue Hirsch, and you were listening to Elise Hempel of Petaluma People Services. Please listen again on Friday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.